Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, September 11th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the Minnesota Supreme Court's order in the case of the legislature against the governor. DFL Governor Mark Dayton says he's ready to begin mediation immediately with Republican legislative leaders over their budget dispute. The Minnesota Supreme Court on Friday ordered the two sides into mediation and also said Dayton's line item veto of House and Senate funding was constitutional. Dayton's chief financial advisor, Minnesota Management and Budget Commissioner Myron Franz, says the only remaining question is how to enact legislative funding. He said the order eliminates a previous agreement for temporary funding.
The House and the Senate will have to use their carryover funding to fund any additional payments going forward, and that's why the court also ordered the parties to submit a joint statement as to how much funding there actually is for the House or the Senate.
Doug Kelly, the attorney representing the House and Senate, disagrees. He says the temporary funding will remain in effect during the mediation. Kelly stressed that the order also said constitutional powers may not be used to accomplish an unconstitutional result. He said an earlier district judge's ruling that went against the governor was not vacated.
His order that the governor's veto abolish the legislature is still in effect, they have asked for additional fact-finding from the legislature and from the governor on when the legislature would run out of money, and then finally have ordered us to mediation.
Reporter Brian Back says the court's order means the two sides will have to move quickly to try to resolve their differences.
They must settle on a mediator by Tuesday, and after that they have just a few weeks to get to the table. You know, on October 1st, a temporary funding agreement runs out, and that would push the House and Senate into reserves to pay their staff and even lawmakers and operate the legislature. And lawmakers have weeks or months of capacity to keep going, so layoffs would have to happen before long if a deal isn't struck. And the court says that it just wants to know by next week how much money they have left and how long it would last.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says she'll help push Congress to come up with a legislative fix for the 6,000 Minnesotans and hundreds of thousands of others nationwide affected by the cancellation of the DACA program. Solveig Wastvedt reports.
Senator Klobuchar calls the Trump administration's decision to wind down DACA stunning. The program grants temporary work permits to qualified immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. Klobuchar says the Senate is working on legislation to provide those immigrants a path to citizenship.
No one can ever be confident in Washington totally right now, but I would say that there are people who feel so strongly about this. And we have the fact that the president, despite making this announcement early in the week, has kept tweeting out and saying things about how he wants to fix it.
Klobuchar says she hopes the Senate passes legislation in the next month or so. Congress has repeatedly failed to come together on immigration, and it's uncertain whether the House would pass anything on the divisive topic. Solveig Wastvedt, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Minnesota lawmakers will hold a hearing today on the performance of the state's new computer system for vehicle registration and licensing. Tim Pugmire reports.
Complaints started piling up this summer after the new multi-million dollar system went online. Numerous glitches slowed down the processing of license plates, tabs, and titles. Republican Representative Paul Torkelson, the chair of the House Transportation Committee, said he wants a status report from Department of Public Safety officials.
We're looking for a clear understanding of just what is still not working and when they expect to get it working so that we can send a clear message to folks of what to expect.
House Republicans have been collecting complaints from Minnesotans who've run into problems with the new system. Torkelson said he wants those people to know their voices were heard. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, September 11th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.